This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles & Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Eric Hager is a member of the Friends of Parks and Recreation. On September 12th of this year, Eric was interviewed concerning the pressing need for a community swimming pool. Eric, true to his word, said he would keep our listeners updated on that subject. The last time you were in, I invited you to come back and share with us some updates on what's going on with some of the projects that are near and dear to your heart, and you took me up on that, and you came in, and you're going to update us on what's going on with the pool and the schools in general. So, Eric, take it away.
We basically have one local community pool, which is sort of community, sort of not. It's the one at the high school. We've got some problems with that pool. Number one, it's not deep enough for the water polo teams to practice on. They have to drive over the hill and go to CSM, you know, between 7:30 and 9:30 p.m. on school nights to practice, which is somewhat ridiculous. I heard a number. I think the school district spends somewhere between $8,000 and $10,000 a year for CSM. To CSM for using their pools, which is, again, money that could be here at our local community in our school district. So we want to replace that pool, but it's not necessarily replacing it there. We might do it somewhere else. Sean, the new superintendent for the school district, has some fantastic ideas, and he's been really helpful on our side. Thinking outside of the box. So, you know, there's ideas that have been thrown around, maybe putting a pool in at Kelly and Highway 1 at the district offices, which could be great because the community could use it during the day. And then in the afternoon, the school can use it for swim or water polo, it would work. Plenty of parking and the whole bit down there. There's a bunch of ideas getting floated around. We're open to pretty much anything. But we don't actually have to replace the pool at the high school. We could be somewhere else local in the community. So what we are doing on our side is we're trying to restrict the burden of either the city or the school district itself by having to pay for all the ongoing maintenance and heating costs, which is expensive. And so we are raising money to create an endowment that we can invest and then kick off cash flow that will help cover the cost of the pool on an ongoing basis. So we're doing a bunch of these fundraising efforts, like the event coming up here at Sacrilege Brewing, the one that we're going to be doing in a month or two at Hop Dogma. And then we also have, like I said, donation boxes out. But here we are, it's year end. And, you know, this is a great time for any of you that have stocks that have gone way up that you want to donate. We can accept those. There's a bunch of things we can do here. But, you know, we're also accepting donation checks as well. So that can just be mailed to our P.O. box here in Half Moon Bay. It's P.O. box 151, Half Moon Bay 94019.
And the checks would be made out to?
It's Friends of Half Moon Bay Parks and Rec. So Friends of, we are a 501c, so you will get a letter stating, you know, thank you for your donation, as well as it's a tax-deductible event for you. It's all the better. And then around town, there's a whole bunch of places that are helping us with these donation boxes. We've got Petite Pauline, they've had one there for a while. We've got the UPS store, which is just here in Strawflower. Coldwell Banker on Main Street. The Easy Mart right here at Highway 1 in Kelly. And then we've got Kibbles and Gifts. We've got Bike Works. They're fantastic. One of the big ones that has helped us, literally the first one, was Spangler's in El Granada, Spangler's Market, and they are fantastic. They've raised over $2,000 for us, and we're so appreciative of them. And since they opened the new Spangler's Deli over here, right by the high school, we had a donation box in there. And, I mean, they are excited about it. The people are filling it up. So thank you so much for that. We also have a thing coming up here. It's really important. It's coming up at New Leaf, where they have something called the Enviro Tokens Voting, where when you bring your own shopping bags in, they give you tokens, and then you can vote for the charities that you like. And I think there's five or six charities on the donation box there. And so we are actually trying to get our name into one of those. So the big deal is between December 2nd and December 16th, you can go into New Leaf. Please go there and vote for Friends of Half Moon Bay Parks and Rec to be one of the donation buckets. We would really appreciate that. So December 2nd through the 16th, just go into New Leaf and vote for Friends of Half Moon Bay Parks and Rec. We fully appreciate that.
Now, we also talked before we started this interview about what's going on with the school district in general. And you said that there could be some confusion with people because of the parcel tax that was just renewed again. And you also mentioned another the bond that was passed, and elaborate on that just a tad.
Last year we passed a bond. It was a capital bond that would go into infrastructure and building construction projects and such. The recent parcel tax that we renewed, it was, you know, a new tax, that one covers ongoing day-to-day cost of running the school or the school district, but it's still a shortfall. But on the flip side, the bond that was passed is there to build infrastructure to the schools in the area. So if people see they're building classrooms, but they're firing teachers, they're two separate things, and not to confuse the two. They have money in the bond to build out classrooms. I think they're looking at Farallon View and El Granada Elementary first, because those schools are really old. And then, you know, we'd love to have our name in there for some of the help for the pool. So, but, you know, none of this is guaranteed, but we're working on everything we can on our side to help reduce the burden on the ongoing basis for the school district and the city, so that we can help come in and cover some of the ongoing maintenance.
Well, I know that this has been a passion of yours, and we thank you for that, because somebody has to go forth and spearhead the whole thing. And as you say, there's certainly a need when it comes to the swimming pool aspect of where we are now, and the fact that it's, you know, or could be, I don't know, but we could be the only high school in San Mateo County not to have a swimming pool that would accommodate its own sports events, and having to, you know, go hither and yon to do all these things. So thank you for taking up that burden and that challenge and carrying the torch, as it were. If somebody hears this interview and wants to learn more, is there some place that they can go to get more information? Either, do you have a website, any informational source?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. Yeah, we're actually excited. We have we do have a website. It's hmbparks.org. So for halfmoonbayparks.org. So hmbparks.org. And we're actually in the process now of really ramping up that website and making it much more user-friendly and exciting. You can email me directly at hmbpoolreplacement@gmail.com, hmbpoolreplacement@gmail.com. That's pretty easy. And, you know, what do we get out of this in the end? Well, there's a bunch of things. One, if we have a community pool, everybody's telling us, yes, we need this. I want this. Can you get this in? So if we have a community pool, you've got a place for the community to collect at. You can think in a broad scale, birthday parties and all kinds of crazy stuff can go on there. You can do physical therapy for the seniors want that, because there's no pain on your joints while you're swimming. So that's a nice thing. The school can use it for swim team and water polo. Maverick swim team is looking for a better facility to use. I mean, the list just goes on and on here. And then think of it like this. If we have a really nice community pool, property values go up. So it's kind of a win-win-win-win. I think there's that many in there. Anyway, we're excited about it. Super excited about it, and thank you for having me in so that we can share the excitement of what's going on.
Well, thank you for coming in, and we'll look forward to more updates as we continue our quest for the pool.
Absolutely.
Eric Harger of the Friends of Parks and Recreation with updates on the quest to establish a community swimming pool facility. To learn more about the project and how you can get involved, even make a donation, visit HMB.com. Parks.org. All our feature stories are archived, so you can go to khmbradio.com and under Archive Podcasts, click on 2019, then Feature Stories, and listen on demand to the original September 12th interview. For Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson. If you were fond of the 60s, you will want to take a ride in the KHMB Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer as we return to the year 1966, courtesy of your hometown community station, 100.9 and AM 1710, KHMB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
Hi, this is Emma. Some of my days at HMB Media are spent glued to a computer, editing a client's videos, or planning their social media. Occasionally, my creative side can get a little stuck. Luckily, we are right next door to Granola's Coffee House, so I can wander across and get something to give me the boost to keep me going. Their variety is just what someone like me needs, so that I can mix it up. With their black coffees to lattes to smoothies to bagel sandwiches and even breakfast cookies, they've always got me covered. And they're located right next to the Yellow House and BK Motors. Granola's Coffee House is open Tuesday to Thursday, 6 a.m. to 1 p.m., Friday to Sunday, 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m., and are closed on Mondays. Treat yourself to a great cup of coffee at Granola's Coffee House on Highway 1 in Half Moon Bay.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
Napa Know How.
Hi, this is Mike Daly of Napa Auto Parts. We're located at 125 Main Street, right here in Half Moon Bay. Looks like we just dodged another PG&E power shutdown. You just never know when they will turn the lights out on us. Well, I have a way to keep the lights on. Currently, I have 9 generators in stock, offering some great deals on those. Our 6,500-watt pole start unit is selling for $899.99. 6,500 with an electric start is running $1,199.99. And to up the wattage, our 9,000-watt electric start model is running $1,299.99. Here at Napa Auto Parts, we stand behind the things we sell. So come on in, take a look at these beauties. If you have any questions, please give us a call at 726-4461. Generators are on sale at Napa Auto Parts in Half Moon Bay as we speak.
Napa Know How.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1966.
Back in time to November of 1966. What is happening in sleepy Half Moon Bay in the mid-60s? We'll check in the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review.
Poison honey taken by thieves in Montera Cabin. Someone has a hoard of deadly honey. The honeycombs were ripped from the bee's nest in the walls of her cabin, says Mrs. Wanda Lee. She told officers she had sprayed them with a deadly chemical that would be harmful to humans and bees in an effort to get rid of the nesting beehive. And the Harbor District dissolution is questioned. The constitutionality of the government codes regarding districts was seriously questioned last week by Superior Court Judge hearing arguments on the legality of a recent dissolution of the San Mateo County Harbor District. A Main Street pool hall is to reopen soon. The reopening of Half Moon Bay's only pool hall was announced today by John Manitis, local businessman. The pool hall will be a place for young people to go. It will be well constructed and will be a wholesome atmosphere for all the family to come and have recreation, says Manitis.
And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. I have a fond memory from years ago at the pub I'd like to share with you. It was a young child, about 5 years old, who came in with his family. The little boy was obviously ill with some sort of ailment he was born with, but he was the happiest little guy I'd ever seen. From the moment he and his family entered the restaurant, I could tell it was some sort of special occasion. There was about 10 people in the group, sitting in the game room, ordering food and drink, while this young child was running around, smiling, and playing shuffleboard and video games, just the happiest child on earth. Eventually, I started to talk to his parents. They explained that their son was born with a non-curable condition, and he had only months to live. In fact, they were at my pub on behalf of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. The Make-A-Wish group sponsored the day and gave this young man a choice of going anywhere, anywhere in the entire United States of America, all expenses paid. This precious little boy chose to come to Half Moon Bay in Cameron's pub. He didn't want to go to Disneyland. He didn't want to go to a fancy water park. He wanted to come to my restaurant and pub. Let's just say he left wearing a Cameron shirt, a Cameron's hat, and as many quarters as he needed for video games all day long. This was the highlight of my restaurant career and over my last 40 years owning a restaurant and pub. God bless. The war in Vietnam continues, and the cost of funding the conflict is causing inflation to increase in 1966. Both the U.S. and the USSR continue their space race to see who will be the first to land a man on the moon. Race riots continue to increase across America. Cities and the National Guard are needed to bring back law and order. Miranda rights come into being after the Supreme Court overturns the conviction of a confessed rapist because he had not been properly informed of his right to counsel and to not testify against himself. Hip fashions from London come to America, and both women and men are wearing patterned pants and flowered shirts and boots. A cost of living snapshot shows average annual income at $6,900. A new home will cost you $14,200. A new car, $3,650. And the gas to get around, 32 cents a gallon. Popular films include Dr. Zhivago, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, A Man for All Seasons, and James Bond thriller Thunderball. In popular music, no other group had 5 top 10 hits in 1 year. And of those, 2 were number 2s. And this gold number 1. Here's The Lovin' Spoonful and Summer in the City.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead. Walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. Don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer. In the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, even in the city. Dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty. Gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop. Running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer. In the city, in the summer, in the city.
Another group sharing number one status is the Young Rascals with Good Lovin'.
One, two, three.
Good love. Good love. Good love.
Join me again next time for a journey to another year on the KHMB Time Machine. I'm Cameron Palmer, and thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
This is Sister Jeanette Braun, Director of the Table of Plenty. Sometimes there's nothing more refreshing than a glass of cold water, but just as important is the quality of the water you drink. There are many impurities that can get into our water. That is why I buy my water at Lighthouse Water in the Straw Flower Shopping Center. Their equipment filters out pollutants and impurities, leaving only clean, good-tasting water. And the cost of their water is less than supermarket, even Costco most of the time. Lighthouse Water is located next to the UPS store and is open 7 days a week. And I would also like to extend an invitation to visit one of our weekly Table of Plenty suppers. Our all-volunteer organization hosts a weekly supper for struggling families, elders, homeless, and hungry every Thursday evening at Senior Coastsiders. We welcome your support, but don't forget, for clean and good-tasting water, it's always Lighthouse Water in the Straw Flower Shopping Center.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Straw Flower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the Coastside. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
Thanksgiving is a special holiday that brings together family and friends, but it also can carry some hazards for pets. Follow these tips to keep your pets healthy and safe during the holiday. Overindulging in a family feast can be unhealthy for humans, but even worse for pets. Fatty foods are hard for animals to digest. Poultry bones can damage your pet's digestive tract, and holiday sweets can contain ingredients that are poisonous to pets. Keep the feast on the table, not under it. Eating turkey or turkey skin, sometimes even a small amount, can cause a life-threatening condition in pets known as pancreatitis. Fatty foods are hard for animals to digest, and many foods that are healthy for people are poisonous to pets, including onions, raisins, and grapes. If you want to share a Thanksgiving treat with your pet, make or buy a treat that is made just for them. No pie or other desserts for your pooch. Chocolate can be harmful for pets, even though many dogs find it tempting and will sniff it out and eat it. The artificial sweetener called xylitol, commonly used in gum and sugar-free baked goods, can also be deadly if consumed by dogs or cats. Yeast dough can cause problems for pets, including painful gas and potentially dangerous bloating. Put the trash away where your pets can't find it. A turkey carcass sitting out on a carving table or left in a trash container that is open or easily opened could be deadly to your family pet. Properly dispose of turkey carcasses and bones and anything used to wrap or tie the meat, such as strings, bags, and packaging. Be careful with decorative plants. Don't forget that some flowers and festive plants can be toxic to pets. These include amaryllis, baby's breath, sweet William, some ferns, hydrangeas, and more. The ASPCA offers lists of plants that are toxic to both dogs and cats, but the safest route is to simply keep your pets away from all plants and table decorations. Quick action can save lives. If you believe your pet has been poisoned or eaten something it shouldn't have, call your vet or local emergency clinic immediately. You may also want to call the ASPCA Poison Control Hotline. Signs of pet distress include sudden changes in behavior, depression, pain, vomiting, or diarrhea. Pet Patrol continues in a minute, but first, a word about kibbles and gifts. We have some great sales on dog food this month. Big bags of First Mate grain-friendly dog food on sale for $31.99. Grain-friendly cans, 25% off. Nutrisource turkey and rice, beef and rice, and trout and rice formulas, $2 off small bags, $4 off medium bags, and $6 off large bags. We're happy to introduce Soja's freeze-dried meals for dogs. Just add water, and your dog can enjoy a delicious meal with big hunks of real meat and whole vegetables. The 1.75-ounce bag, which makes 10 pounds of food, is on sale for $19.99. The trial size is on sale for $1.99, and we have lots of samples. Come on into Kibbles and check out our great deals. We are in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. You can visit us online at kibblesandgifts.com or give us a call at 726-3700. Now, back to the show. If you're hosting a party or overnight visitors, plan ahead to keep your pets safe and make the experience less stressful for everyone. Visitors can upset your pets. Some pets are shy or excitable around new people or in crowds, and Thanksgiving often means many visitors at once and higher than usual noise and activity levels. If you know your dog or cat is nervous when people visit your home, put him or her in a room or a crate with their favorite toy. This will reduce the emotional stress on your pet and protect your guests from possible injury. If your pet is particularly upset by house guests, talk to your vet about possible solutions to this problem. At Kibbles, we have natural remedies that can help keep your dog or cat calm, including CBD products and quiet moments. Watch the exits. Even if your pets are comfortable around guests, make sure you watch them closely, especially when people are entering or leaving your home. While you're welcoming hungry guests and collecting coats, a four-legged family member may make a break for it, out the door, and become lost. ID tags and microchips reunite families. Make sure your pet has proper ID with your current contact information, particularly a microchip with up-to-date registered information. That way, if they do sneak out, they're more likely to be returned to you. If your pet isn't already microchipped, speak with your vet about the benefits of the simple procedure. Watch your pets around festive decorations. Special holiday displays or candles are attractive to pets as well as people. Never leave a pet alone in an area with a lit candle. This could result in a fire. And pine cones, needles, and other decorations can cause intestinal blockages and even perforate an animal's intestine if eaten. I hope these tips help everyone have a safe and happy Thanksgiving. Until next week, This is Crystal Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the coastside.
This is Janie Bono James, Executive Director of Coastside Adult Day Health Center. We've been serving the senior community with compassion and dignity since 1982. Coastside Adult Day Health Center offers a comprehensive, structured day healthcare program with all-inclusive services individualized for each participant. We provide compassionate care for seniors and respite for families. We are located at 925 Main Street. You can call us at 650-726-5067, or you can visit us online, coastsideadultdayhealth.org. Drop in for a visit. We would love to meet you.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
And here's this week's guest host, Sue Pace.
Hello, neighbors and listeners on the web. I thought I'd discuss some tips for healthy holiday survival. Coming through this season physically healthy and avoiding too much stress can really be a challenge this time of the year. I came across some tips that I think could be helpful for all of us. First of all, avoid being alone. Sitting and mulling over sad thoughts while the world parties is not a good idea. Seek out family members, a friend, or a neighbor. Join in a holiday ceremony at a church or a social event in town. Sometimes just listening to Christmas music can really boost your spirits. Another thing you could try is to host a gathering yourself. It doesn't have to be a big party. You can invite neighbors or a friend over for cookies in the afternoon or for adult beverages to chat and catch up on what's been going on in your life. Another tip is to limit your alcohol intake. You might feel good for a short time, but drinking too much alcohol can really make you feel worse. Some people find if they alternate a glass of soda or water with the alcohol, they actually feel better. It also helps prevent the dehydration that alcohol can cause. Another tip is to set a spending limit on gifts and stick to it. Getting into debt really guarantees family strife and personal stress. Instead, you can give homemade gifts or start a family gift exchange. Another thing you can do is volunteer. Nothing says holiday spirit more than volunteering. Giving actually feels good, and when you help people who have challenges in their lives, it makes you realize how blessed you are. Another tip that I think is really important is to manage your time. Plan ahead so you're not rushing around in a whirlwind. Get out your calendar and schedule time to shop, time to bake, time to visit with friends, and days just to take it off and celebrate. And don't forget to pencil in some time to do relaxing things that you enjoy, such as a walk to the beach, or schedule a nap in your schedule.
If you have recently moved here, let us welcome you to our lovely Coastside community. On behalf of Shepherd Family Dentistry, this is Brian Shepherd with a personal invitation. If you are in need of dental services, we would love to meet you. For over 30 years, the Shepherd family has been serving residents with a number of different services, including routine cleanings, implants, root canals, and one-day crowns. We are located at 890 Main Street in Half Moon Bay. You can reach us at 726-3355. Come in and pay us a visit. We will make you feel right at home. Or you can pay us a visit at our website, ShepherdDentists.com.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street. Phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Today we've been talking about tips to survive the holidays in a healthy way. One of the things you can do is to seek out sunshine. shorter winter days and time cooped up inside the house deprives you of light rays that really turn out to be a key to a happy mood. I know when I don't get my ocean fix, in other words, enough time at the beach, I get cranky. There's nothing like sitting at the top of an ocean bluff looking at the waves, the pelicans, and the harbor seals to cheer me up. Another tip is to get some exercise. Exercise makes you feel more energetic and happier. Just sneak in a few minutes of walking from the parking lot to the stores or walk around your neighborhood. You'll really feel better about burning off those extra holiday calories if you spend some time walking or getting some kind of exercise. Another thing to try is to eat some healthy food. Be creative and think of some healthy snacks you can buy to take to holiday parties instead of the usual crackers and cheese plates. A large platter of fresh fruits, beautifully spread over a nice platter, can really be a nice treat. A selection of nuts or a veggie and dip platter can be appetizing. And it's really a good break from the high-calorie holiday foods that are really too common this time of year. Last but not least, give yourself a break. Prioritize. Decide what is really important to you. And let the rest go. You really don't have to participate in every activity in the world or buy excessive gifts for everyone. Take the time to be grateful and feel the joy of the season, and you'll avoid a lot of the stress. Until next time, here's to your good health.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
You're listening to Radio Magazine, locally produced shows by your friends and neighbors of the Coast Side.
On the carousel, on the carousel.
Coast Side Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coast Side Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
Hi, everybody. This is Kelly Morlock on Coastside Carousel. We're so glad you're able to join us today. This week's show is about gratitude, the things and the people that I'm grateful for here on the Coastside. We have so many wonderful artists. I'll be featuring a few of them. But of course, first, we need to thank Cameron of Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn. He is definitely a person I'm grateful for here on the coast. He's created a wonderful, warm, welcoming environment for family and friends. And great deals on food and drinks, great people working there, and a wonderful venue for supporting local artists in Ori's Open Mic every Thursday at 7 o'clock, and those who are aspiring to be stars every Friday and Saturday at karaoke. So Cameron, thank you so much for all you do. You are one of the reasons the Coastside is such a special place. So the first artist I'm going to feature is a musical pioneer. His name is Steven Passero. He's somebody I'd still like to get on the show sometime, but in the meantime, we have to keep featuring his music because it is truly amazing. He is one of the most prolific artists in the world, definitely on the Coast Side, whose work has been featured on over 1,000 CDs. You can hear him play regularly at Sam's Chowder House. And since this is a season of gratitude, we're going to start with a song from his album Seasons from the early 90s. And this tune is appropriately titled The Road to Half Moon Bay. So I'm very grateful for Steven Passero and his wonderful music. And this is his song, Road to Half Moon Bay. Doesn't that song just put you in the coastside chill and mellow mentality? We just listened to Stephen Passero's Road to Half Moon Bay. And this week I'm featuring artists that I'm grateful for here on the coastside. He's definitely one. The next artist I'm so grateful for is Chinese Melodrama. It's a duo consisting of Lisa Chu on violin and Randy Bales on guitar and vocals. And they instantly became part of the musical community on the coastside from the moment they moved here. They helped me out in a show that I needed last minute support, and they were there. They were totally on it. They're super talented, super friendly, and they've been on the show before and definitely due for another visit. I have not had the chance to interview them here, so hopefully they hear this. You guys can remind them to get their butts down here, because I love showcasing the wonderful things they do. They're inspirational in building community here on the coast. They're role models in being true to yourself while helping others in the process. Really, truly two of my two favorite people on the coast. Lisa Chu is also a true new Renaissance woman. In the spirit of seasons, we're going to feature their song called Seasons off of their EP that you can find on iTunes. This is Chinese Melodrama and Seasons.
When summer turns to fall, it changes something inside us all. I feel vibrations through the trees. It turns the color of their leaves. Now I'm sitting here. I am too much aware. Feeling something change inside of me. Turns to winter, I feel the trees begin to splinter. The coldness and the days they hide makes me want to go inside. Now I'm sitting here, I am too much aware, feeling something change inside of me. Turns to spring, life anew the earth will bring. Flowers blooming, oh so proud. The birds are singing, oh so loud. Now I'm sitting here, I am too much aware. Feeling something change inside of me. I think I'll take a trip and fly. For some reason I don't know why. Now I'm standing there, I'm still too much aware. I can feel the change inside of me.
Aren't they wonderful? It's a super interesting combination of violin, guitar, and vocals. That's an original tune by Randy Bales and Lisa Chu, known as Chinese Melodrama, and it's called Seasons. And again, two of my favorite people here on the coastside. Next artist we're going to feature is, I think, relatively new to the Coastside. She plays here regularly. Her name is Lisa Marie Johnston, and also known as LMJ. She plays regularly at Old Princeton Landing and Sam's Chowder House. And I think she's originally from Oakland. And her music blends country, Americana, and blues into a unique style that she calls stomp and groove. And she is truly wonderful. She's fully independent and self-managed and funded. And she has an EP out that features a couple tunes with Lucas Nelson, who's the son of the legendary Willie Nelson. So she's got that country cred going on there. Really, really cool music. I have not had a chance to meet her, but I would love to bring her on the show. And I'm very grateful for the music that she's doing here. This is our own Coastside cowgirl, Lisa Marie Johnston, and her song, I'll Just Be Me.
Sorrow cuts deep like the winter, and pain runs fast through my soul. My heartaches become your amusement, and words take the toll. No, I won't ask no more questions. The truth, it's easy to see. I guess I'll just go my own way now. Just let me be. And I'll just be me. I'll just be me. I won't let the weight of your words weigh on my shoulders. I hope you find peace. Oh, I may be hurt, but believe me, I am not weak. I don't want to fight, so hey now, goodbye. Here's to fair winds and following seas. Just let me be. Now just be me. I told you I don't want to argue, and no, you can't make me weep. And oh, no, you won't change me. Just let me be. And I'll just be me. Just be me. I won't let the weight of your words weigh on my shoulder. I hope you find peace. Oh, I may be hurt, but believe me, I am not weak. I don't want to fight, so in now, goodbye. Here's to fair wind. Just let me be. And I'll just be me. Just be me. I won't let the weight of your words weigh on my shoulder. I hope you find peace. Oh, I may be hurt, but believe me, I am not weak. I don't want to fight, so in now, goodbye. Here's to fair winds and following seas. Just let me be.
just be me. Oh, just let me be.
Doesn't she have such a beautiful voice? We've just listened to Lisa Marie Johnston and her song, I'll Just Be Me. She is definitely one of the artists I'm grateful for here on the coast, and I really appreciate you listening to our show today about a few of the artists that we're grateful here on the coast side. There are so many. Again, this is just a few. And we're going to take you out with the legendary jazz vibraphonist Bobby Hutcherson. Unfortunately, he's no longer with us. He went to heaven in 2016, but he moved to the coast side in the early 70s and made this place his home and made beautiful music here and always before that as well. His son Barry is still on the coast side, I believe, and his other son Teddy is a production manager at SF Jazz. So I'm going to take you out with Bobby Hutcherson's ode to the coast side called Monterra. In the meantime, y'all go out there and be grateful for what we have here on the coast. Have a beautiful Thanksgiving and be kind to one another because you all deserve it.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.